from The Ed Show. You know, a lot of our advertisers and those folks that support us, Leslie, of course, we bring them in the studio, and in Opus's case, from the Thirsty Monk, he's here every week. But I visited the Thirsty Monk.
You know how you get to be on Local Edge Radio every week?
Yeah.
You bring beer.
That's right.
It helps.
But I went by the Thirsty Monk on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite a treat. He was packed. He was educating people about beer. He even introduced me to a new beer because he didn't have any Founders. So, I continue to be impressed with the Thirsty Monk and Opus. Thanks so much for joining us again today for The Voice of Beer.
Always a pleasure.
Now, this is a new addition, Leslie, the monks in the background. Do you like it?
I've actually been here on a Monday.
Oh, have you been here on a Monday?
You have.
Since we introduced the monks to the Thirsty Monk segment.
She was actually singing live ones, chanting along with it.
Oh,
hard
yeah.
To chant.
Yeah, really, really
I don't know
good
many
that.
Chants. Yeah. So what's new with the monk?
The website is new. We've got a brand
new
website
at monkpub.com.
Monkpub.com has been updated, and we now have our draft list for upstairs, downstairs, and south live.
Oh, I love it.
All right.
I'm looking at it right now, but you have an elephant on the front.
We do have an elephant. We have a pink elephant.
Where's the donkey?
Can you put a donkey in there for us, Opus? A donkey could go right to the left.
You know, I don't think I know any donkey beers.
And there's a picture of Opus on the front, too. So if you've ever wondered what Opus looks like, he's on the monkpub.com website.
Yeah, I'm on the slideshow.
And look at that, the Revolution podcast on the bottom.
Hot
Did you
diggity.
See that?
If you wanted to get any past performances of this, archived Voice of Beer and with the Revolution on there.
Oh, this is a great website.
You've got your Twitter feed, which I love. Do you know, this is just a side note, that this morning in a couple of polls, people said that overwhelmingly that they found out about Osama bin Laden via Twitter before any other media format?
The power of Twitter.
Twitter's huge. It's a big deal.
Because so many people, I think, keep their phone next to their bed even when they're getting ready to go to sleep, and you hear that buzzing and you look at it. So some people I know are obsessed with Twitter.
It's not obsessed. It's a very, very valuable.
Did I say your name?
Well,
I was looking at Matt Matan when I said that.
Cut your eyes
you
in my direction.
Twitter is. Sorry, Matt. So as I look at the website, there's just all sorts of stuff going on. It even looks like you're doing kind of not a Cinco de Mayo party, but a party on Wednesday with
a Cuatro de Mayo.
A Cuatro de Mayo party.
We figure, you know, Cinco de Mayo's been done already, so we're gonna do it one day beforehand. And Cuatro is a nicer word than Cinco anyway, I think.
But you don't have any Mexican beers.
Well, we're actually going to have a rogue beer with chipotle.
Oh, okay,
it's the Rogue Chipotle Ale. And they make it with chipotle peppers, and it's got a nice spicy kick to it. And we're going to be serving those up in fancy-dancy rogue margarita glasses that we're giving away.
Well, that sounds fun. That's better than bringing in a couple of cases of Corona Light just to appease everybody.
we thought about that doing it this year, but no, we figured we're gonna stay off of it. But if you get the chance, I'm not sure if anyone has – no one has it on draft now – but look for the local supermarkets for Victoria Lager. It's a big Mexican lager that just made it to Asheville. It's probably of the Mexican lagers. I mean, it's still made by a big brewery, but it's the tastiest among them.
What are some other examples of Mexican lager beers?
Well, Corona.
Corona. So that's a lager beer?
Oh, absolutely.
Is it really?
That's a Corona. It's a lager with...
Did you know that, Jim? Corona is a lager beer.
With or without the lemon or the lime.
Okay. I did not know that.
No, I didn't.
You know what I'm doing right now?
Tweeting?
I'm voting for Asheville. paying attention.
I was going to mention that.
I'm voting for Asheville for Beer City USA 2011.
The poll has opened up this week, so please, everyone out there, click on Asheville to be Beer City for this year, because we need it again.
I'll tweet the link.
Yeah.
So if you're following us or you want to go to localedgeradio.com and check out our Twitter feed on our page, I'll retweet the link. But it's examiner.com/beer if you want to just go there right now. And I think, you know, they try to keep you to limit you to one vote per computer.
Yep.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Like, period. You can't vote every day from your computer. You can try.
I'm not sure.
Why
not? You try as often as you can, really. Vote early and often.
So, what have you brought in today for us to taste? A great bottle than it is.
Today, it's a very the bottle is fantastic. It's a white bottle, and they do this because light is one of the big killers of beer, light and oxygen. So while this beer is being stored, and the beer is Guldendrock, a Belgian ale, but while it's being stored, you don't want any light to get into it and start to oxidize and change the beer. So it's covered in this nice white, used to be in ceramic, but now it's in glass bottles. And it preserves the beer so you can age it for really a long time. Some of these beers you can age up to about 10, 15 years.
And is that 12 ounces?
This is, 11.2 ounces. But it's a small bottle, and we're going to try to make it go around.
Now, is this something you've had at the Monk for a while?
Well, we just got a wonderful Guldendrock Tower for our downstairs. We've always had it in bottle, and we've often had it on draft, but they were nice enough to give us an actual tower with the dragon's face on it and light-up eyes to pour the beer from. So it's a very cool addition to
the Monk. A tower with beer pouring from it?
Well, when I say a beer tower, using the technical term of basically the cylinder that comes out of the cooler you attach the tap faucets to.
Okay, so
that's called a beer tower.
So they have an entire customized beer tower.
Yeah, there's one with the golden, it's a golden dragon face, and it's a representation of the Guldendrock on top of the belfry in the Ghent, Belgium.
While Opus is opening this beer, why don't we go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll taste it.
Yes, that's right. We're going to drink some beer here on Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk.
Welcome back to Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie here on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk. We're smack in the middle of The Voice of Beer with the Thirsty Monk. Opus from the Thirsty Monk joins us every Monday at 4 p.m. And we're getting ready to taste a great beer. We've all kind of sipped it. Mm-hmm. It has an interesting smell to us. Tell us about it.
Well, the Guldendrock falls into several categories. Technically, it's called the Dark Triple. And that's a Belgian-style beer. It can also be classified as barley wine or just a strong, dark golden, strong, dark Belgian ale. So really, it's kind of its own category because it fits into a lot of different beer categories. It's dark caramel, dark brown in color, and the odor is just very sweet. What is the strawberry?
Leslie smells some strawberries.
It's something, some really, really, really ripe fruit, like overripe. I mean, it's not an unpleasant smell.
I usually refer to this as the carrot cake of beers. When you're ready for a nice dessert, this is a carrot cake in a beer form because it has like a very fruity, very sweet taste.
Yeah,
to it.
It's sweet. It's really super, super smooth.
And you don't need, I mean, this goes perfect with like a nice chocolate cake or a chocolate brownie, but you really don't need to pair it with any dessert because it's kind of a dessert in itself.
I tell you what goes good with any of your beers is those pretzels you guys serve.
Gosh,
I love those.
Pretzels go pretty well, too.
They really do.
Pretzels and beer, who knew?
But no, these are soft pretzels. These are soft pretzels, pretzels, but these are soft pretzels and that mustard about knocking on my behind.
New York style baked soft pretzels.
Yeah. Very
with
different.
The Lusty Monk mustard.
Those are great.
Lusty Monk mustard.
Locally made mustard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good. Well, and then American Craft Beer Week coming up May 16th through the 22nd.
Next Monday I'm going to talk a whole bunch about that, but it's going to be a whole week celebrating American craft breweries.
And they're going to feature a different beer each night?
We've got a lot of stuff planned for that. But just get ready for it because it's going to be a lot of great craft beer coming in.
All right, so everybody check out the new website. I'm sitting here still looking through it. It's a good one, monkpub.com. And don't forget the south location in Gerber Village. It's opened up. It's open 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Not open on Sunday, right?
The Gerber Village is closed on Saturday. We take one day of rest.
One day of rest. And then how is the Nano Brewery coming?
The Nano Brewery, we just got our hood installed, and we've got our gas line installed. So the next thing to do is we're completing the hood, and we'll probably be brewing within a couple weeks, but we won't really be able to sell any of that for till about summertime. We'll probably be tasting out some beers in a month or two's time.
But Norm has the recipe, so as far as what he's starting with, right?
Oh, yeah. Norm's going to come in and when all the equipment's set up and just start to play around with it. So the beer will be cooking up. We won't be able to sell it, but he'll be playing around with it and brewing up some stuff.
And how big would those batches be? They're small batches, right?
Very, very small. We're working on pretty much like a half-barrel system. So we'll brew up probably, 5 gallons at a time. Sometimes we'll double batch, double brew, and brew up like 10 gallons.
Blake can drink that in one sitting.
I know. It's going to be some premium beers just brewed up in very small batches. It's going to be a little disappointing for some people, but very exciting because we're going to put on just amazing beers and then just be out of them within a couple minutes.
And is that something like you're going to feature each of the beers coming from the Nano Brewery, like have a night that features each beer that comes out, or how are you going to do that, or just
we'll see how that works. We're trying to get at least 4 taps going on at our south location, and eventually a tap or two for downtown.
Because you might have a mad rush.
I'm hoping this weekend, Southern Appalachian Brewery, craft brewery, just opened in their Hendersonville, their tap room, and they were overwhelmed by the response that they got in Hendersonville. They were just doing a soft opening. They weren't really leaking any information, and they were just mobbed, and they pretty much ran out of beer.
But there's not a brewery in South Asheville.
No.
Except the Thirsty Monk.
We will be South Asheville's premier brewery.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, Opus, thanks so much for stopping by today. We appreciate it.
For sure. Good luck with Ed Schultz tomorrow.
Oh, we're excited about it. We know you can't attend because you will be working. But maybe next time. We'd love to get you up to the mic. Ask Ed a question about beer.
Does he know a lot about beer?
I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow.
I'm going to guess he's probably...
Think he's a beer drinker?
Yeah, I'm sure he's a beer drinker.
He's
but
PBR?
I'm,
he is, definitely.
PBR.
I would imagine that he's not a big craft beer drinker.
He seems very sober on the air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's not drinking on the air. That would be absurd. Who would do that?
Just Glenn Beck.
But he always talks about having a cold one.
Oh, does he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
See, Jim picks up on that.
But I bet he's like I bet he's one of the big American brand beer drinkers, not one of those smaller craft beers.
In Fargo, he's drinking.
Do they make beer in Fargo? Do they have a Fargo brewery?
I'm sure there's definitely some local
breweries. They make great movies, I know that much.
You betcha. We're going to take a really quick break. Quick reminder, check out the new monkpub.com website. That's the website for Thirsty Monk. It is a really good website. And while you're at it, why not vote for Asheville as Beer City USA 2011? The link is posted on our website, 880therevolution.com. Just click on our blog. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, your calls, 252-4348. This is Local Edge Radio with Blake and Leslie on 880 The Revolution, Asheville's Progressive Talk.